Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come to a convention like this and learn all sorts of information. Lord, we pray that the things we talk about in the next hour will be applicable to the people's needs, and you will help us to understand better how to communicate your gospel. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I come with good news. Bonjour, comment allez-vous? Some of you didn't get that. Okay, then I've written down the good news, so it'll help you a little bit. Here it is. Oh, sorry. Right side up. You're still not getting it. I think it's sort of like squiggly lines on a paper to you. Yes? Well, I'll tell you what. I thought of everything. I'm going to explain it to you. Yesterday, 17 of them, but before that, there were 12. And then in Cucamonga, it happened, and overseas. You're still not getting what I'm saying. Is there something wrong with you? Or is there something wrong with my ability to communicate the good news to you? First, I spoke in a language you didn't understand, and then I held up a paper, and if you weren't literate, it would just look like a bunch of lines on a paper. When we try to deliver the gospel to people, we need to communicate with them. If we're going to disciple, we need to communicate. And communication is not just delivering information, it's delivering information that's understood at the other end. I believe that there's a big problem in delivering the gospel and missiology that's been going on a long time. And I think we also have an answer. That's the good news. We have a great answer. I'm going to develop the problem a little bit, because if we don't understand what the problem is, we'll continue to make the same large error in communicating. The majority of people in what we call the 1040 window, the unreached, are what we call oral communicators. And it's essential to understand that an oral communicator is not someone that speaks as opposed to someone who reads. It's someone who speaks in a storytelling form, as opposed to the way people who read, most of the people you hear, are literacy-based learners. We read information, we hear it, but it's set up in concepts, precepts, principles, ideas, lists, outlines. I handed you an outline. I'm literacy-based. That's the way I think.